painted that?
She wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery, up on a roof. You could use pulley blocks and a rope to
pull it up.
Okay. Or another way of saying that.
Lift it.
Did you ever say to hoist it or heist it?
Yeah, hoist. Yeah.
And now could you start counting to 15?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And the number after 19 is?
20.
And after 26?
27.
And 29?
30.
39?
40.
And 69?
70.
And 99?
100.
999.
1,000.
And 10 times 100,000 is 1
million.
Huh?
A million.
And if there's some people standing in line, the person at the head of the line is the what person?
The head?
Or say if there's 11 people, the man at the back of the line is the 11th. The man at the head of the line is
the first.
And behind him is the
second.
And keep going.
Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay. And you say sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all
at once.
And would you name the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Is there another name for either Saturday or Sunday?
Sabbath.
What does that mean?
Well, it means the on the seventh day he rested, or the sixth day.
Mm-hmm. So which day is the Sabbath?
Well, I'd say the Sabbath would be the seventh day.
Sunday or?
Sunday.
And if you meet someone during the early part of the day, what do you say is a greeting?
Good morning.
How long does morning last?
Till noon.
And then you have?
Afternoon.
How long does that last?
Till about 4 or a little after, and then it's evening and then night.
Uh-huh. If you were leaving someone at around 11 o'clock in the day, would you say anything as you were leaving?
Goodbye.
What about
you later?
Good day? Do you ever
yes, good day.
When do you say good day?
Oh, when you want to be a little more formal.
When you're leaving? Or when you just meet someone?
When you meet somebody, probably. Good day. Or
at what time of the day?
In the morning.
And
before noon.
If you were leaving someone's house after dark, you'd tell them
good night.
And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody
what time is it?
And you'd look at
what is the hour? Look at your watch.
And just midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
It'd be 7:30.
Or half.
7.
Huh?
7:30.
Or another way of saying that.
Half past 7.
And if it was 15 minutes later than that, you'd say it was?
7:45.
And if you had been doing something for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for quite a
while.
And 1973 was last year, 1974 is
this year.
And talking about how tall rooms are, you'd say this room is about from the floor to the ceiling is about
12 feet.
Okay. And if something happened on this day last year, you say it happened exactly
a year ago.
And you'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
What do you call clouds that move real fast? Do you ever hear them called scuds?
No.
And on a day when the sun is shining and you don't see any clouds, you call that a
clear day.
What about just the opposite kind of day?
Cloudy, overcast.
Okay. And if the clouds were getting thicker and thicker and you think it's going to rain or something in a little while, you say the weather is
thickening up or getting cloudy,
mm-hmm.
clouding up.
Do you ever say it's changing or gathering or turning or breaking or?
No, it's changing, but I've never heard the word gathering.
What does changing mean?
Well, it would be cold, it would get hot, it was hot, it would get cold.
Mm-hmm.
If it was dry, like now, and it started raining, it was a quick change.
Uh-huh. What if it had been cloudy and then the clouds pull away? You say, it looks like it's finally going to
break up. break up.
And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a...
Like we are right now, a drought.
What about a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down?
A flood, a deluge.
Any other terms more common?
Downpour?
Mm-hmm. What about if there's thunder and lightning in it?
It'd be a storm.
And if it's not as heavy as a downpour?
A heavy rain?
Or we just had a little...
Shower?
What else besides a shower?
Sprinkle?
What's the difference?
Well, a sprinkle is a very light shower, and the shower is a little heavier.
Mm-hmm. What about a slow rain that lasts for a long time?
Drizzle.
And a real fine rain that you can hardly see?
Mist.
Huh?
Mist.
Okay. And say if you get up in the morning and you can't see across the road.